Celebrating women of influence in South Simcoe, this is Hollis English. Hollis, co-owner of Murphy's Farm Market in Alliston. Now, you are celebrating 10 years of running the farm market, but came by it, honestly, as an extension of the family farm.
Yeah, it is. So I am a Murphy. I am the oldest Murphy child of my parents. So I grew up on the farm that we live in now, my parents live in and farm in. So they started the farm market in the early 80s and then built the farm market that we have today in 1990. And then so we grew up having the farm market as part of kind of our childhood. And then when I finished university, and then my brother did a bit of post-secondary, and then in 2010, we took over the running of the farm market itself, put in a new bakery, and then, yeah, so I've been doing that for the last 10 years.
Now, as a business owner, I can't help but ask how COVID-19 pandemic, what effect it's had on your business?
So we typically open for Easter, and then we open full-time at the beginning of May for asparagus season. So what we did because of the pandemic was actually open earlier. So we, I think like everyone, we just kind of felt discouraged and not really knowing what to do. So while the store isn't open, our team still works part-time throughout the winter. We're planning and organizing and doing all that kind of admin-y stuff. So we were still doing all of that. So when we couldn't really focus on that, we wanted to kind of do what we could. So at that point, flour, baking ingredients were scarce, even at the grocery store. So we grow several hundred acres of potatoes. So we had things like potatoes and flour. We made bread mixes and kind of dry ingredient stuff. So we actually opened earlier than we ever have before to offer to the community, just another resource that wasn't the grocery store for some kind of basic necessities.
Now, Murphy's has a long history of being active in the community as well. Now, off the top of my head, I think of your participation with OPP, Shop for the Cop initiative at Christmas time. But there are other ways you contribute as a community leader?
I think one of the biggest things that we focus on in general is our staff and working on staff training. So within our team, trying to build an environment at the farm that is inclusive and that, that they want to be like, if I think that for so many of these kids, it's their first time job quite often. So within at the farm market, for example, we're this year hosting like a prom and a graduation ceremony for all of the students this year that should have graduated, or it's going to be for everyone, but they had to miss out on a lot of things. So we're hosting some things like that within for our team and at the farm, which is we're really looking forward to. So next week we're going to have a prom graduation thing. And then in terms of other community stuff, we do things around Thanksgiving and things for the food bank. We've done food drives because Thanksgiving is such a big holiday for us. We're also involved with the Lions Club. They did all the hampers and things at Christmas as well, which we were a part of.
Now, you have seen a successful expansion of the family business. What advice would you give to women who are starting out their own business or seeking a career in someone else's enterprise?
First-hand experience is definitely is always the best learning tool. In the bakery, I guess in pretty much every area of our farm. So we have a scratch bakery, we have our farm market, and then our whole agritourism. But I guess one of the biggest things for us is that we hire lots of students, but we hire people that don't necessarily have any specific qualifications. So in the bakery, I'm a self-taught baker. I grew up baking, so I never went to school for that. So I think for us, giving people a chance and having that learning opportunity is so critical. So you don't have to go to school. We don't require that if you want to work in our bakery, or you don't have to have any necessarily farming experience if you want to work on our farm. The biggest thing that we always advocate for is a positive attitude and a good work ethic. So I think if anything, if it's anything that you're passionate about, whether it's food or farming or baking or any of that type of stuff is just putting it out there, really. And just, you know, we work with so many, like a kid, so I said it was their first time job, but ultimately, you know, we just are able to grow with them and, you know, show them what we do. And it's just a great experience to have people have a really great attitude, and it makes it easy to work with.
Thank you, Hollis English, for your time and for all you do for our community. You can listen to the rest of our Women of Influence at southsimcoetoday.ca.